Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Friday, August the 4th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, wow. Got a very important topic for you today. My heart is heavy today, but my heart is also excited because I'm thankful for God's grace and God's mercy. But today's message is a rough message, a tough message today. So I want to start today's off. I usually don't start a message off with prayer, but today we might need some prayer. We're going to need some divine intervention today. Heavenly Father, I come to you with a humble and contrite spirit. I ask, Father, that I decrease so you may increase, that every word I say would help to build and help to establish and help to optimize your people on this dimension and in the dimension to come. In the name that is above every name, I pray. So you guys know, I usually don't start a show off with prayer, but I want to start today's show off with prayer because I want to do everything decent and in order. Because today's message is very important, because what you see is what you be. Now, I always do one thing that I find many people don't do. One thing I always do is I analyze myself, and I'm always seeking to grow. I find that a lot of people don't do both of those things. They may do one, but they don't do the other. A lot of people analyze themselves, but a lot of people don't seek to grow. And so if you don't seek to grow, then there's no way you're going to know. And when I was talking to the Father today and yesterday and every day, something dropped inside of my knower or my spirit. And it was this morning, something just dropped inside of my spirit that says, and there was a question that says, what do you see? And I really didn't, I was just like, you know, I don't hear no audible voices. I don't see no little green men, clouds, Red Sea. There's nothing miraculous, but it's always impactful. The only thing that the spirit dropped into my soul was, what do you see? And that word, that question just kept resonating in my spirit. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? And I couldn't wrap my brain around, like, what was the Father talking about? And then I thought about a one-on-one that I was doing with a client yesterday, Dr. Span. And we was talking to her, and I was sharing with her about some of the steps and some of the things that she could use to allow her to move forward. And one of the statements that was made at the time was, whatever you care about, you bring about. And I remember making that statement to Dr. Span, and it was an aha moment for both of us, myself included. But my aha moment continued after I disconnected the call with Dr. Span, because I'm always analyzing myself. I always want to grow. I want to maximize my life. You know, I want to be successful. I got goals, plans, dreams like everybody else. And so the spirit said, what I got was, not only is it whatever you care about, you bring about, but your methodology of caring. And so the spirit asked me, what do you see when you care? Now, I'm going to ask you that question today. So you care about the homeless. You care about, you know, battered women. You care about, you know, abortion. You care about the LGBT movement. You care. So what do you care about? And how is your caring? How do you identify what to care about? What do you see when you care? So the Father asked me this question today. What do you see when you care? And my heart dropped. My spirit was broke because I got what he was saying. I identify with people's plight. I identify with people's pain. I have sympathy and empathy for people's pain and suffering, not for their gain and success. And since caring is an emotion, you bring about what you care about. Since I see people's pain, I don't see their gain. I'm for the underdog. All my life, I've been trying to figure out, man, like, oh, man, I said I wasn't going to do this today. All my life, I've been trying to figure out why I didn't see no worth and value in myself when other people could. Why I discounted myself. Why I always play small. Why I settle. Why I'm a doormat. Why I allow myself to be disrespected. Why I disrespect other people. Do I care about? And I went back and I thought about my first marriage, and I remember driving in San Diego, seeing a Caucasian lady in a black neighborhood in the middle of the night. What did I see? I didn't see somebody that was successful. I didn't see my first wife the way God sees her. I saw her condition that's temporary. I did not see her conviction that's permanent. I remember my second wife, my current wife. I remember when we first met her, when I first met her, man, I saw so her smile and her eyes. It was her eyes. She was sitting down. I didn't see her body. It was something in her eyes that I saw. I was so impressed. And we started talking, we were texting, and she came over to my job, you know, and came over to her job. And then I went over to her house. And I destroyed the marriage and the relationship before it ever started because of what I saw. Because I couldn't see. The blind cannot lead the blind. I didn't see her the way God sees her. From that day to this, I have not seen her with her worth and her value the way God sees. And there are many people making the same mistake. You're seeing, but you're not seeing. You're hearing, but you're not hearing. The blind cannot lead the blind. Both will end up in the ditch. So you got dreams and you got goals, but all you see is adversity and problems because you can't see. Your third eye is not illuminated and not activated. And I'm not talking about physical vision. I'm talking about spiritual vision. I'm talking about what you see when you close your eyes. I can close my eyes right now and I can see. I can image, I can imagine, I can see with my mind's eye. I can hear. I can stop moving my mouth and I can say the words. I can read something silently and I can hear myself reading it, even though my mouth is not moving. We talked about last night, and this is what started this for me, when I was expressing, exposing, and expanding the mark of Cain. And last night in a private show, as I was talking about, again, what happens when you have this mark, how you have increased intuition, you have increased perception, you have increased stamina, you have increased immune system, you have increased energy just by activating your third eye, because the neutrinos comes in through the third eye, and the neutrinos is actually the energy that is being sent in from the sun. So every time there is a CME, or every time there is this huge, basically, burst or solar flare, it releases what is called neutrinos. These neutrinos help you to see. So you don't have to do all this other stuff. You got to do one. You got to have a latiya. You have to be willing. Most people are not. You got to be willing. Number one, a latiya means to consideration. That's what the word truth means. When you have the truth, that means you have consideration. You consider other people's feelings, other people's emotions. And so the devil knows that. So guess what he does for you? He does for you what he did for me. What is it? He gets you to see the person's pain, but he doesn't let you see the person's gain. He doesn't let you see the positive. He lets you see the negative. And since you see the negative, whatever you see is what you be. Since all I've seen is poverty, all I've seen is people who need help, all I've seen is people that are downtrodden, then that means all I can be is somebody that needs help. All I can be is somebody that's downtrodden. All I can be is somebody that's poor. You cannot be what you cannot see. Since I could not see, I could not be. And if I can't, in the area of relationships, if you can't see something in your mate, you can't be. I remember talking about it after the huge flare-up and problem, and I remember sitting down with my wife's father, and he said, "Brother, I know a lot of things, but my daughter will never leave Jesus." And when I first met him, he told me that. Every time we have a serious talk, he always tells me that. And I didn't get it. Like, why does he always tell me his daughter, my wife, would never leave Jesus? As if I was going to leave Jesus or something of that effect. Took me a while to get it. Because what did he see? What does her father, my father-in-law, see? And then I remember when we first met, her family members got together because they were concerned. And there was one family member in particular who was like very adamant that, "D," he told her, "whatever you do, don't marry that dude." And they was talking about me. So I asked her, I wonder, what did she see? What do people see in me? What do people see in you? What do you see? I'm thankful because of what God sees in me. See, when other people saw a shepherd boy, God saw a king. And so the reason I'm saying this is because what people see is what you are going to be in their eyes. And what you see, remember, your reality, your perception is your reality, not mine, yours. My wife used to always tell me, "You don't see me as a wife." I didn't know what she meant till today. Because if you saw me as a wife, you couldn't disrespected me the way that you disrespected me. And all relationships, men, you can disrespect your wife when you don't see your wife. You come up with great excuses, and I'm the best at a man. I can come up with all types of excuses. I can talk my way out of a freaking paper bag, a wet paper bag. But now I understand what people have been telling me because of what they see. So I asked God to show me. And what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today is you can no longer see the way I've been seeing. You can no longer go through life seeing problems, seeing adversity, even though it is there. I'm not saying to ignore it. Please hear me. I'm not saying to act like it's not there. I'm not saying that you be that ostrich and you die and you put your head in the sand and you act like what's going on is not going wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm asking you to look harder. I'm asking you to use your third eye. And one of the things that the Father has blessed me with is that third eye. But I wasn't using the third eye because I didn't want to see. Because I didn't think I deserved to see. Because I had this negative habit pattern, this loop. I had it, it was inside of my reticular activating system, my RAS. Now, let me make sure that you understand, because this is really important. This is why you're not more successful. This is the most important thing that you will hear this year. What you care about, you bring about. How you are able to care must be examined. If you are concerned for me, what is it that you are seeing that makes you concerned? If you cannot articulate that, your reticular operating system is going to bring that. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You cannot see what you don't already have inside of your control loop. Since I saw, going back to my relationship, because again, I can only base my experience, based off of what I know and what I've done. So how do I make goals happen? How does my brain control my attention? What is the function of the reticular activating system? What is the power that's inside of the cerebellum, which is the cherubim with the flaming sword? That flaming sword, remember, flaming. Remember, we broke this down in sword. It has to do with enchantment. It has to do with magic. So how have I been beguiled, befuddled, fooled, tricked, bamboozled? So how do you get what you want? The reticular activating system, that is the small piece of the brain. In Latin, it's called the little brain. Nothing comes into your vision unless the reticular activating system approves it. So the brain closes down. It's a filter. It filters out. So I only can see people in need. So therefore, I will always be a man in need because that's all I see. But the way that I see, not what, but how. How do I see? Why do I see? And when do I see? In the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. I've been talking a lot about relationships, but it works the same way. Why in the hell have I had 63 jobs? I've quit jobs paying $150,000 a year. Walked off, quit. I quit a job that had gave me, I was making almost $5,000 a week, company car and a paid apartment. I didn't really quit, but I did, because when the new company took over, they offered me a job there with a different salary. I quit. Why? I couldn't see the value in it, man. I couldn't see. And many of us can't see. And for everybody that's a part of the life optimization team, I refuse to allow you not to be successful. I refuse to allow you to continue to live your life blind. I refuse to allow you to not be successful. I refuse, not on my watch. I refuse to fail, and I refuse to allow you to fail. I refuse. Now, let me make sure as we go to the next level what that means. See, the RAC, or the reticular activating system, which really means center, the RAC or the RAS, it's just like a nightclub bouncer. You ever been to a nightclub and you see a bouncer at the door? Now, the bouncer's job is to don't let riffraff in the club. No minors in the club, no troublemakers. Notice how big usually the bouncers are. Not necessarily in size. Usually they are big in size, but they are all big in ego. ain't never met a mouse. I used to be a bouncer, and I'm a little dude. And, man, we used to chunk fools out of the club every night. So your reticular activating system is the bouncer of your vision and of your brain. It makes sure that your brain doesn't have to deal with more information than it can handle. The reticular activating system plays the role in all of your sensory management or claironomics. So the reticular activating system is the household manager of the soul. It manages your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. It tells you what you care about. So I grew up watching my mom let some lady beat her. I didn't understand. And I said as a little boy, when I get bigger, I'm going to help. So all I see when I see women is women that need help. Now, do they need help? Hell no. My wife, when I met my wife, she was making more money than me. Still makes more money than me. But I can't see that. I see somebody that needs help. I see my mama. Oh, man. I see somebody in distress and in need that's not in distress and in need. But my brain twists reality so that way it formulates stuff that is not real. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And it all starts in your reticular activating system. And the only way to override it is to replace the images with new ones. In other words, you got to expand your consciousness. How? Aletheia. Consideration. How have I been able to get to this point? I'm always growing. I'm always growing. I had this epiphany today. I'm going to have another one tomorrow. Why? Number one, that's my expectation. I expect to have epiphanies every day. I am on the lookout for epiphanies every day. All of my focus, all of my discipline, and all of my order, because I am a little G, I'm using good, old-fashioned discipline, which is crystal clear clarity, not so much as to where I'm going, but where I've been and where I'm at, and analyzing it and asking myself those questions that nobody want to ask. Nobody want to ask themselves these questions. Nobody wants to sit down and ask themselves, okay, what is my goal? Oh, you don't even have a goal. Then what is my role that's going to lead me to my goal? So the first thing is you got to have a goal. Now, in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, you got to have a goal. Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, the reticular activating system sets up and put out a bodyguard. There's a bouncer at the door based upon your goal. Man, the most dangerous thing that you can do if you're a couple is to make a goal without consulting your wife or your husband or including them in your goal. That's the kiss of death. That's the mistake that I did. You cannot make a goal because that other person may not want to play that role. So I made a goal, and I came to my wife. I said, I need you to play this role. She said, I'm not playing the role of the student. I'm not your student. I'm your wife. Well, I don't need a wife. I need a student. Well, I'm not the one. You better make damn sure, brothers and sisters, because the enemy hides in the details. So I got a goal in the area of wealth. So what is the role that I must play to get me to that goal in the area of wealth? Did I consult my wife before I made my goal? No. So we were at the mall. My wife, father, kids invited me. we went to Dave and Buster's. Man, this is messed up. So, so my wife, kids, father-in-law, mother-in-law, grandmother, man, is that Dave and Buster's? And I'm sitting in my car doing a one-on-one. Oh, man. If you got a mate and you want to stop disrespecting your mate, you might want to sit down with that person and y'all formulate a plan together. How can two walk together unless they agree? See, my plan doesn't include raising kids. My plan didn't include hanging out with my in-laws. My plan included making money. I remember talking with Dr. Span, and she was sharing with me. Oh, man. I'm trying to get through this, man. Y'all, please forgive me. I knew this was going to be a tough message. I was talking to Dr. Stan, and she's telling me about her husband. That dude's a real man. He's a real husband. She tell me that this man changes a grown man, a son, not even his biological son. He's handicapped. This man changes his, he wipes his butt, gives him a shower, changes his bedpan, he bathes him, he clothes him. He gets him dressed. He does this with no pay. This is not even his biological son. This man, whom I've never met, just talked to the brother a few times on the phone. That's when I knew that I wasn't a man. At least I wasn't a husband. Man. You are what you are. When I met my wife, first thing I told her was, I'm going to become an online millionaire. She said, okay, cool. I'll help you. We both agreed to shit we should have never agreed to. But we did not know. I don't know, man, how to express this to you other than just tell you the truth. So I told my wife, I was like, babe, I don't know if you want to listen to today's message. Because I have to be honest and transparent. I would never lie again to anyone or to anybody, especially my wife. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you get the meat of the message. When I first met Dr. Span and she joined the program, I immediately saw and registered. Immediately. I saw. I never met her husband, but I saw him. When I saw a picture of him, I saw his aura. I saw his chi. I saw his prana. I saw it. And I was like, that's a man. And I told her then, that they should be given marriage lessons and marriage counseling. Because that's the first time I saw a man that loves his wife and a wife that loves his man. First time. I've been on the planet almost 60 years. It's the first time I've seen it. I hear people, a lot of people say it, but I've seen it. Then when she tells me what he does with no pay, no reward. And then she said, she made another statement. She said, if you were to tell him that her kids are not his biological kids, you'd have to shoot him. And he's a big dude, so you would want to shoot him. You don't want to fight him. That's when I knew, I'm in trouble. So I had to ask the father, because remember, I don't know how to tell it to you any other way except to tell it. I'm sorry for being so emotional. That was not my intent. That's never my intent. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to do today's message because, shit, I've been crying all day. I've been crying all day because now I can see. I couldn't see. I thought I could see, but I couldn't. Now, I can see in a lot of other areas, but there's a new level. The scales have been removed off my eyes, and I see. And I see clearly. And what I see is, I can't put it in words. It's unforgivable. I don't know what to say other than to tell you the truth. Whatever you see is what's in you. The reason that I only saw women who were in pain, women who were in distress, I've always wanted to rescue damsels in distress. I've always been attracted to, and it's very interesting because every woman that I've been attracted to, they all tell me the same thing. I don't need no help. So why do I see need when there isn't no need? First thing my wife told me was, boy, I don't need your help. Now, if you want to help, that's great, but don't get it twisted. I'm just doing good before you ever showed up. So why do I see a damsel in distress when there isn't no damsel? Why do I see poverty when there isn't no poverty? Why do I see sickness when there isn't no sickness? Why do I see ignorance when there isn't no ignorance? Because my brain, that cherubim that has that flaming sword, my reticular activating system is programmed. There's a gatekeeper of information, and it is unconscious. This thing is so powerful, and I'm pretty good. So for me to be tricked, fooled, and bamboozled for this amount of time, the devil is damn good. I like that scene in the movie Wyatt Earp, where Wyatt Earp's brother gets shot in the back while he's playing pool. And he tells Wyatt Earp, don't let him get you, brother. You're the one. Don't let him get you, brother. Devil got me. So I'm asking you, I'm hoping and I'm praying, and I'm telling you, don't let him get you, brother, because what you see is not real. If I'm a better man, what you see on your job, what you're complaining about, all the problems that you think exist, they don't exist. That's just the devil getting you to quit another great opportunity. Everything that's going on in your life, it's all an illusion. It's all a lie. It's all a fabrication of your vivid imagination. It's all a freaking illusion. Now, I've done a 10-hour series called Illusion, or Sick City, or Sick Cells, based on that song by what's old boy's name? Justin Bieber and Will.i.am. The music Power, the song called Power. And brothers and sisters, whatever you care about, you bring about. So what are you saying, Doc? Are you saying stop caring? Yes. The way that you are caring is flawed. Because what you're caring about something that doesn't exist. What are you saying? When I go down to the homeless people now what I see, I don't see homeless people. I see people that don't want to, they don't want to go live in a house. Now, I know this first-hand experience. Because when I worked for my last job I had, we put homeless people in houses. We paid their rent for 3 months. And first 2 weeks, they left. They had no bills. They had food, air conditioning. They left. Why in the hell would you leave a comfortable home where you ain't got no bills, at least for 3 months? Everything's paid for. Food, we furnished it. I went out and brought the food. I took it to the apartment. I went out and met the property managers and set up the apartment. My wife can verify this. There's a company here in San Antonio called Family Endeavors. I was with, you know, one of the case managers. And my job was to go out and find homeless. I was, in fact, that's why I got fired. I was so good that there were 17 veterans that was on their list that had been on their list for years, at least more than 5 years. I found all of them and put all of them. They wouldn't talk to nobody but me because I crawled into their cave where they lived. Nobody else would get on their hands and knees. They told me, dude, if you're going to, the cops were so afraid they went with me. They said, man, we can't let you go in there by yourself. I went in this one underground tunnel that I was on my hands and knees, it seemed like, for at least 30 minutes crawling. And it was a drainage. And the dude was like, if it ever flooded, they would have no way out there. I was the only fool that was climbing there. They told me, don't go in there. I said, yeah, but that I found out that I went back there. There was 10 people. There was a whole two families, mother, husband, children. And then there was a whole other family in there. Brought them out, set them up with an apartment, drove them around in my car. They told me, don't do that. They said, dude, they could bust you in the back of your head while you're driving. And I said, eh, they're not going to do it. They said, why? Because I can see. They said, well, Rod, if you keep driving these people around in your car, and if you keep, you know, driving, I mean, crawling down, you know, tunnels and stuff, you're a liability to the company. We got to fire you, man. So I said, hold up, let me get this right. So you're going to fire me because I'm too good at my job? Dude, yeah, they told me that. So I started taking all the veterans over to this other company. And then they found out, they really fired me then because they got pissed off. Because you taking all the veterans? Now, the head dude told me to take them over there. But then when he was called to the carpet, he got amnesia. And so I got fired for doing my job too good. They couldn't see. So homeless people are not homeless because they can't work, because they can't eat, because they're homeless because they can't see. They cannot see the opportunity when it's presented to them. And so they choose to be homeless. Why? An illusion. Now, they all told me good reasons. One dude put him in an apartment. This is crazy. This dude was sitting in his living room and because he was a felon. And so in prison, you only got a certain amount of space. He prepared his ramen noodles and his stuff on a little makeshift oven, just like he was in prison. Everything he owned was in his living room. He never even went into the kitchen, to the bedroom, or to the other areas of his apartment. He lived his whole life in one room because he still was in prison. He couldn't see that the bars was no longer there. He couldn't see. Can't see. What was my problem? Emphasis on what was. Couldn't see. God takes me through the experience of something before he ever gives me the knowledge of something. That's what a master teacher is. It's unfortunate because I have to go through a lot of adversity, but that's how I learn. But that's the only way I can teach. Because what I'm telling you, you cannot find at Harvard or Yale. Nobody's going to teach this to you the way that I did. And it's not going to resonate and it's not going to touch your soul. Because I know what I'm saying is registering. I know you can feel my emotions. No fool is going to get on freaking. This message is going to be on YouTube. There's going to be people. What fool will get on there crying like a damn baby? Grown ass man up here crying on freaking. And people going, you know how much negative stuff I'm going to get? Yeah, nigga, what you on there crying like a little bitch and blah, blah, blah. This is what I get every time I do shows like this. This is why I hate doing shows like this. Because there's some people that they can't see. They said, oh, yeah, this fool over here, man, he's just doing this because he's trying to get, you know, money. Really? There's a whole lot of easier ways to get money than to come over here and open up and air out my dirty laundry about my marriage and about the mistakes that I've made. This is really all I do every day is come over here and talk about all the mistakes. You think I like coming on Blog Talk Radio and having, again, on average, 5,000 people listen to my shows on Blog Talk? So there's five. You think I'm going to come up here and air my dirty laundry in front of 5,000 people so that way somebody can give me 20 bucks? I'd just rather knock you in the head and take the 20 bucks. It's easier. So I'm not doing this for no damn sympathy. I'm doing this because I hurt people. I'm doing this because I hurt my wife. I'm doing this because I hurt my first wife. I'm doing this because I hurt my freaking five children. I'm doing this because I destroyed lives. Because I wasted time. Because I went through 63 freaking jobs. That somebody went through the interview process of hiring me, bringing me in, doing all the training just for me to quit. Because I couldn't see. I'm doing this so that way hopefully you can see. Hopefully you can sit down and ask the Father to remove the scales from your eyes and let you see. Because the thing that you're caring about doesn't need your caring. Let me say that again. See, my wife doesn't need me. See, I was here because I thought my wife needed me. Now, I found it out the first time I left. When I got my black ass was replaced with somebody that was younger and better and did everything better than me. That should have been the light bulb moment for me, but it wasn't. Why? Ego. My arrogance and my cockiness, my ego could not let me see. My wife is not a damsel in distress. She's not somebody that freaking needs to be fixed. She's not broken, and neither are you. God don't make junk. So stop looking at people like they're flawed vessels. There ain't none. Everybody on the earth is unflawed. They just think they're flawed because they can't see. Your job is to see them the way God does, as whole. To see them, to go up the way God sees them. Because the enemy has confused you the way he did me. How do I know? Because you got a reticular activating system too. And you are in a closed loop. Now, it may not be in the area of relationship. It could be in the area of wealth. It could be in the area of health. So you actually think you got a weight problem. You actually think, you actually believe that you big boned it. Like some people say, you've been caught. People walk up to you and they tell you what they see. Oh, girl, you thickums, girl, you thickums. That's what they see, you thick. And what do? You agree, yes. You take it as a compliment. Or, boy, you dumb as a box of rocks. You functional illiterate. You can't even, what's that word? You can't even read that word? Oh, you stupid. Oh, you dumb. And I walk around, I tell people all the time I'm functional illiterate. What? What are you, stupid? Why have I been saying that? I couldn't see. You won't hear me saying that no more. I'm going to call those things that are not as though they were. Brothers and sisters, it is my prayer that you understand the depth of the statements because your sympathy and your empathy is being used to keep you in sympathy and empathy. The enemy is using what God gave you to help people. He's using it to destroy people. And he's using you, Brother Will, to do it. So you coming in promising stuff that you know you can't do because you can't see how to do. So the first thing is you got to develop sight, vision, your pineal gland, your third eye. Now, I'm not talking, I'm talking spiritual. Everything I've said today is spiritual. So you got to have spiritual vision. Now, this is why this messed me up. Because out of everybody that I know in the circles that I run in, I got the best vision pretty much out of everybody. So what does that mean? Now think about it. So when I meet somebody, I can tell. I had three new clients interviews, 30-minute consultations to see if they wanted to hire me on or if they wanted to join. I had three. All three of, after the end of the 30 minutes was crying like babies. Why? Because of what I could see. But because I can see that in them, that means I'm ordering that in me. So I got to be able to see it without needing it. Father, touch the minds of your people. There's nothing wrong with having sympathy and empathy. There's nothing wrong with being able to see. That's a great quality. The Father says, hey, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. But it, you click, 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 you cut the cord. Because why? I am not needy. I don't need nobody's sympathy. I don't even know anybody's empathy. I'm not poor. You know, I'm not, you know, diseased. I'm not sick. I'm not ignorant. You know, I'm not in, you know, I don't need. I have the ability to detect the need because I've been at that place before. I can go back in my memory and I have stored memory of, yeah, I remember. How do I know this? Because I can remember when I was a kid, we had no running water. Well, I can go right to the next room in the bathroom. I can turn it on. And guess what comes out? Bam, running water. I remember growing up, we used candles and kerosene lamps. I can switch the flip. I can switch the light and we got what? Electricity. Bam. So I got memory. But I'm not there anymore. So I can see and I can have empathy and sympathy for somebody who is living in that predicament where they don't have running water. They don't have electricity. But do I want to be the person who don't have running water and don't have electricity? No. So how did I go? How did I get from that place of not being somebody who needed and stay there? How did I change? This is the most important thing for today's show. Because everybody, in some area, you are seeing it. And because you can see it, you are being it. You can see somebody that needs help. They got mental issues. You can see it. It's obvious. But because you can see it, that means it's in you. So if you have not done what I'm getting ready to tell you to do, then that means you're going to have mental issues. Because the only way you can see it in somebody else is if it can exist inside of yourself. So your job is to understand that whatever you see about, you bring about. Now, when you understand that statement, okay, how do I bring stuff into my reality? My reticular activating system says, okay, the bouncer at the club says, okay, it's ladies' night. And the club owner says, hey, we want a lot of dudes to come in, so let the hoochies in. Any female that comes to the door that's scantily dressed, let them in. So the bouncer, he don't tell nobody other than the other bouncers. So they're at the entry to the club, and the females that come dressed up for the church, they get turned away. But the females come, you know, one titty out, you know, they got the little chichis, you know, chichis hanging out and, you know, booty showing and all of this stuff. They dress like prostitutes. They all getting in. And everybody's looking like, man, I thought this was an upscale club. But they don't know the order that was placed by the conscious brain. See, the reticular activating system just carry out the instructions that's been given to it. It doesn't make the instructions. It doesn't care what the instructions are. It doesn't even have the ability to determine if the instructions are right or wrong. It just says, we got orders. The orders is don't let nobody in unless they're scantily dressed. So you got to give yourself some new orders, brother. You got to give yourself some new orders, sister. You got to rewrite the script, which is what I've been doing in the Clarinomics Temple Building. I just didn't know that God, I'm helping you guys rewrite your script. I know God was rewriting mine. I thought I was the teacher. I didn't know that I was also in class too. So I've been learning right along with everybody else. And as I was talking to a client, I was talking to Brother Rome earlier. And I was telling Brother Roman that I'm growing. the same, it's crazy. The same thing that everybody that's in the group is experiencing is the same thing that I'm experiencing. What is that called? That's called growth, spiritual growth. That means that you're coming and you're developing your Christos consciousness. That means that you're becoming more aware. You become more intuitive. That means you're starting to operate in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. But how do you do that? Make a conscious decision. It's called a goal. You rewrite your script by saying it over and over and seeing it over and over. Now, you have to say it and see it and hear it and touch it and taste it. However many five senses you can use or emotion, if you can add emotion, that's why doing today's show was very dangerous. Why? Because I had a lot of emotion. So whatever you say with a lot of emotion, bam, that happens really, really fast in your life. So to rewrite your negative habit pattern of just seeing damsels in distress, you have to say, I see gods, goddesses that are prolific and in wealth, health, wisdom. So you have to say something that you want to be manifested in your sight, because you order what you see. The way that you order what you see is by making what is called a incantation. The Bible calls it declaring and decreeing, calling those things that are not as though they were. And the Bible also calls it faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You need evidence that nobody can see but you. So you got to rewrite your script. So that way you don't see bad, you just see good. Even though bad is everywhere. The cloud is black and it's raining, but when you see it, you say, oh, right there, see it? Right underneath, there's a silver lining. There it is right there. Can y'all see it? Can you see that silver lining? Everybody's going to be like, what silver lining, dude? I don't see no silver lining. You could be just right there, man. They do. We just see a dark cloud. It's like firefighters. They running to the fire. Everybody else is running away from the fire, but a fireman, he runs to the fire. Why is that? Because of what he see. But how does the fireman see? Because he's trained to see. So a fireman can go in and they can see where the fire started. They can see if anybody's in the building. They can see where to direct the hole, the water, to put out the fire. They can see. The fireman can see how to manage and how to control the fire. Why? He's trained. Are you trained? What are you trained to see? You have to train yourself to see wealth. You have to train yourself to see health. You have to train yourself to see wisdom. You have to train yourself to see a good relationship. You have to train yourself. Because the universe that we live in, they don't want you to see those things. They want you to be a peasant. So everything in the universe is designed for you to see. Look at the music. Look at the movies. Look at everything that we watch in the news. What is it designed to do? It is designed to keep you in your box. What is your box? Fear. False evidence appearing real. The system is designed to keep you as a peasant. It doesn't want you to activate your crown chakra so that way you can become a priest. That you can become God's representative on earth. See, the system doesn't want you to become an ambassador of objectivity. See, that's why I'm thankful that my life been kicking my aspirators. Because after every spanking, so to speak, said it's always, how the saying goes, it's always darkest right before day. So, brothers and sisters, it is time for you to see. So I'm going to ask you, what do you see? And you can't lie, because it's in your life. I know what you see. Because what you see is what you be. So what are you being right now? Are you being wealthy? Are you being healthy? No, I know you're not being healthy. You got a donut in your mouth right now. You're not being healthy. Now, you're saying you're healthy, but you're not being healthy because you can't see it. You can't see because you haven't been trained. So I need you to join me because, again, I'm going from glory to glory to glory to glory. I'm not stopping on first base, second base, third base. I'm going all the way till I hit home plate, till I get back to plasma level. Now I see. Now I understand. Now life makes sense. Now my life makes sense. Before I was beating myself up. Before I didn't understand. Before I kept making mistakes. Before I kept going around in circles. I kept repeating the same shizness, you know, in all four areas, wealth, health, wisdom, relationship. Before, you know, I'm doing great. I'm just on a different rung or a different level. Now, I may be at a higher level or a lower level. Financially, I may make more money than you. I may make less money than you. But I'm still in the loop. It's still a box. So I need to identify and see it as a box. And then I can get out of the box. So I'm in a pretty good box right now. But it's still a box. So now I want to get out of this box and get to the next box. What do I got to do? Nothing. What do I got to see? The field. I got to expand my vision. How? By asking God to show me. Give me the ability to see. Willingness is the key. Doesn't say you got to do anything. He said that you got to be willing. You got to be willing. You got to be willing to grow. You got to be willing to go to the next level. You got to be willing to leave the past in the past. You got to be willing to grow. You got to be willing to drop your old habits, your old traditions. What worked for you last year is great, but now we're going to a new level and a new devil. So you got to deal with the new devil at this new level. Because you get them old devils, yeah, you leave them suckers there. They'll be there when you get back if you decide to digress. But when you step up to a higher level or a different frequency, it's not really higher, it's just a different frequency. It's a different wave. It's a different vibration. Why? So now I'm not seeing what I used to see. What does that mean? That means I am not caring. I don't care. You say, well, Brother Will, man, that's kind of hard, brother. So you saying that you don't care. When I see homeless people now, them suckers don't get my money no more. Because I know. I see through you, bro. Now, I'm going to offer them some advice. I'll pray with them. I'll tell them the same thing I told all the other homeless people. That if you get into a good program, get you some counseling, they can help you with your psychological issues. So that way you can stop sabotaging yourself. Well, no, it's the white man is why I'm homeless. No, I'm sorry, dog. The white man ain't got nothing to do with your homelessness. It's you got thinking. It's your thinking. See, the white man ain't got nothing to do with how much money I got. The white man ain't got nothing to do with whether I go to the gym or how healthy I am or not. The white man ain't got nothing to do with whether or not I become and I learn and I teach myself. Do I taught myself everything else? I can teach myself finance and everything else. The white man, the black man, the blue man ain't got nothing to do with how I learn and improve myself and grow. If it is to be, it is up to me. If I put forth the effort and the energy. So, brothers and sisters, the way that you expand your consciousness so that way you can see more is not by doing more. You don't got to do more. The way that you see more is being willingness to let go of what you see now. So, if I only see 10%, I got to be willing to see 20. Now, I'm not saying I can't see the 10. I'm just saying I want to see more. So I say, Father, I need to be. So that means that old way of seeing your traditions, your habits, the way that you do things now, you may have to do them different. You may have to expand. You may have to do more. You may have to do less. You may have to get up earlier. You may have to get up later. You may have to take a different road to work. You may have to do like my fitness routine. Hey. I had to divide my workout. Instead of working out once for an hour, now I work out twice for 30 minutes. Why? I got to keep my metabolism up. Who told me to do that? The big G. Because of what? My goal. What was my goal? I don't want to do the yo-yo thing no more. Remember, the reticular activating system lets in your goal, not mine. So if I got a goal for you, which I do, my goal for everybody listening to this call is to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and a great, great relationship. That's my goal for you. But you got a different goal than I do. Your goal is to, get a job at Walmart as a door greeter. Well, my goal is for you to, you know, to set up an online business, I want to teach you how to do some blog talk shows, some YouTube shows, get some free content out there so people can see you. They see you're a real person. You're not a shyster. You're not a con artist. They can hear you. Once they see you and hear you and they feel you're passionate about what you're talking about, they say, hey, you know what? I like that person. I'm going to buy whatever they put out. Not because of the product, because I like them. So once you get your image out there, once you get, see, I've been doing this for a while. I know a little something about internet marketing. I just wasn't, you know, I just didn't happen upon $100,000. You know, it was a painful process, but I changed and I was willing to leave what I was doing before. Now I'm getting ready to go to the next level. I met with this dude, you know, I got this coming down in San Diego. You know what he does? $30,000 a day doing the exact same thing that he said, man, our price points are exactly the same. Now I met the dude a couple of weeks ago and it's crazy. He said, man, there's no reason that you, I don't understand why you're not doing $30,000 a day. A day. $30,000 a day. He does the exact same thing I've done. A little different, but he does the same thing. But guess what? He can see, and I can't. So my vision is expanding because I'm hanging around people who got expanded vision. Remember, in order to change your social norm, you got to find somebody that's already in that social norm to help you get up there. Or you can expand and learn yourself, because guess what they got now? The internet. You can go on YouTube and learn how to change your own flat tire. You don't got to hire nobody. You can go on YouTube and watch a video. You can buy a book. You can hire a life coach. Hello. And you can tell your life coach to help you optimize your life. Ring, ring. Anybody home? And the life coach will assist you to get into the next level. But if you just sit at home and say, no, I just want to be at the next level, but I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to hook up with somebody that's already at that next level, and I'm not going to give me no life coach. I damn sure ain't watching no YouTube video, Brother Will. I ain't got time, brother. Okay, yeah. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I love y'all. I appreciate you. Thank you for bearing with me with this emotional message. I do apologize. I apologize to my wife. Baby, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And there's nothing else I can say. I thank everybody so much for the love and support over the years. Hey, new level, new devil. It's time for us to grow, to optimize our lives. That's why we're here on earth, to grow spirit word, to be more Christ-like. So every day, everybody should be sharpening their saw to become more like Christ. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and sism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.